Let's begin. Good morning. Good erev Shabbos. We're up to Perek Chav Zayin. We are up to Pasuk Chav Gimel. Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Chav Gimel. We concluded yesterday listing all of the leaders. We went through really two different segments yesterday. We learned about the 12 different divisions of 24,000 people who would come to serve David and Shlomo 1 month a year, and their leaders and their assistants. And then we learned about the leaders of the 12 Shvatim. And now, we don't know exactly the 12 Shvatim. There are two Shvatim that are missing, but there were a total of 12 leaders. How do you have 12 leaders when two Shvatim are missing? So the answer is, Menashe was divided into two. There was a Menashe on the east side of the bank and on the west side of the bank, and the Levi was divided into all of the Levim and the Kohen Gadol Tzadok. He served as the leader for the Kohanim. And two of the Shvatim were mysteriously missing, the leaders, God and Asher. And we discussed it yesterday because perhaps the records were not available to Ezra Nehemiah, who put together Sefer Divrei Hayamim. Now we come to Pasuk of Gimel. David did not count during this period of time when David went I think this part puzzle going back to the end of his life, the time of his life when he put into Seder the Mishmaros of Kohen and Levim. We know that David also took a census, counted the Klal Yisrael. That was back on the Prophet, and that was a very great sin, and that resulted in the Magefa. And that Magefa is where we learned that some of David's children died, we learned that God died, terrible things happened at that time. And here the Pasuk repeats that story. David did not count Klal Yisrael from 20 and Ulamot. He only counted those people from 20 and up. Ki Omer Hashem leharbois es Yisrael ki chechvei Hashemayim. Because that's the halacha. Now here the pasuk is a very strange pasuk. The pasuk is giving us a reason why Hashem does not want us to count. Not to count Klal Yisrael. The old time we counted Moshe Rabbeinu. We counted them through the shkolim. And that was a special tzivui, special chayrashah to count Klal Yisrael. And part of the counting included a kapara, the money that was used to count Klal Yisrael was used as a donation for the Beis HaMikdash to serve as the Adonim. But even that counting was only from 20 years and up, not below 20 years. Why? Because Ein HaBracha Mitzuya Ella B'Dover HaSamoy Min Ha'ayin. Bracha is only found on something which is hidden, which is Hester. And that's what the Pasuk here is telling us. The Pasuk is giving us here the reason why Hashem does not want us to be counted. Because when you count, you limit. Counting is a limitation. Hashem said that Klal Yisrael shall be ki chichvei ha-shamayim, like the stars of heaven. That was what the Maisa by the Brisbane Habasarim Vayotzei also hachutz. Hashem took Moshe Rabbeinu outside of his limitations, outside of looking in the stars. And Koye Zaracha, Hashem said to him, can you count the stars in heaven? Of course you can't. Too many. So too will be your children. They will be so numerous they cannot be counted. And that's exactly what it says over here. But here what's so fascinating is that this limit, this concept of limiting the number, applies specifically to the youth, because young people are flourishing. Someone under the age, the category of Klal Yisrael, under the age of 20 is very hard to keep track of. They're in a state of motion. People who are of 20 and above seem to settle down. They seem to settle down, and you have more of a grasp on who you are dealing with. But we're dealing with youth. And there are always new people being born, and even the young people that are born, they're always in this state of flux of going from one place to another place. That is where the pasuk here in Divrei Hayyamim reveals to us the fascinating insight. Reveals to us where the real bracha of Klal Yisrael cannot be counted. That's what it says here. So if not for this pasuk, I don't think we would have a right to say this. You would say Klal Yisrael from birth till death, from one day old until 120 years old. Is kachlechle ashamayim larov, and you can't count them. They're too numerous to count, and we want the bracha to be found throughout the entire Klal Yisrael. This pasuk puts a whole new twist on that concept. The ikar bracha of not counting Klal Yisrael is anchored in the age group from 20 years and below. That's what it says. He did not count the age from 20 below. And that's where it's found. That's where the Ikar bracha is found, in the number of Klal Yisrael in the age of 20 and below. However, so David did not succeed. It says he did not. Means he nasa means to count. Okay, nasa means in this context, according to the mitzvah, to see and to count. Pasuk of Dal tells us the story in more detail. Yoav ben Tzruya heichal limnos. There was an attempt. Don't make any mistake about this. We know from the previous part that Yoav ben Tzruya was instructed by David to count Klal Yisrael. V'lo chila, he did not succeed. He did not finish the count. Vayehi bezois ketzef al Yisrael. Even in the small amount, even in the process of counting that he begun, already there was a ketzef al Yisrael. There was anger on Klal Yisrael. There was a sin to count Klal Yisrael. We discussed this at great length when we learned these psukim. What exactly was the chait? Even though David did it l'shem shemayim, but we discussed that it was not 100% l'shem shemayim. There was some degree of David wanted to. This is right. There's a little bit. He wanted to know what how his army koyichi v'yitzim yadi. He wanted to prepare it for war al derech hateva. Even though David is seen to be following a precedent from the Mishkan, because before the Mishkan was built, Moshe Rabbeinu counted Klal Yisrael, so David seemed to be following the pattern of Moshe Rabbeinu, but it was not 100% with the same kavana, and that's why there was a ketzef al Yisrael, v'lei olah ha-misbar, and now these words are subject to much interpretation. V'lei olah ha-misbar, each part of each phrase here, the misbar did not come out, did not result. B'mispar divrei hayamim lamelech David. Now let's go one thing at a time. What do the words here mean? Divrei hayamim lamelech David. The mispar that Yoav counted, that Yoav came up with, was not the mispar that appears in divrei hayamim lamelech David. Now let's assume for the moment that the words divrei hayam lamelech David is the name of this sefer. This sefer we know is called divrei hayamim. But when we learn Malachim, we learn about another Divrei Hayamim. Divrei Hayam L'Malchei Yisrael, Divrei Hayam L'Malchei Yehuda. It appears there were other records of Jewish history, which today are lost from us. Then we have one of the Chaf Dalet Sifrei Tanakh, which is called Divrei Hayamim. That Divrei Hayamim, according to most opinion, is not the Divrei Hayamim that appears in Sefer Malachim. When we mention Halohim Ksuvim al Sefer Divrei Hayamim L'Malchei Yisrael, that's not the Divrei Hayamim of Chaf Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. However, many opinions hold that this Sefer, in the full title, is called Divrei Hayamim LaMelech David. And that means, that's what we're referring to here in this Pasuk. The number that Yoav calculated did not reach the number that appears in the Sefer Divrei Hayam. Which Divrei Hayam? Not the Divrei Hayam L'Malchei Yehuda. Not the Divrei Hayamim L'Malchei Yisrael. But the Sefer Divrei Hayamim LaMelech David.
Those are the private chronicles of
David. That's this Sefer. That some want to learn that it's another Sefer, like you suggested. It's a different book, which is lost from us, and we have no idea what it said there, but in that book, there were records, and in the records, there were certain numbers, and when Yoav made a calculation, his calculation did not reach the calculation that appears in that book called Divrei Hayam L'Melech David. However, many Mefarshim suggest that this book that we're learning now, this Sefer, is called the Divrei Hayamim L'Melech David. And this is perfectly consistent with what the Mefarsh says 100 times, that the entire tafkid of this Sefer is to give kavod for David. Anything that is damaging, anything which sheds bad light on David, is omitted. We don't make any mention in this sefer about the sin of David Bathsheba. We don't talk about Avshalom. We don't talk about anything which would, in any way or form, would put David in bad light. This is the Divrei Hayamim LaMelech David. And here we have this beautiful expression which tells us the full title of this book. You'd have to change the name of the book, right, on the art school cover. Divrei Hayamim LaMelech David. Now, how does that fit into the pasuk? Because we learned not so long ago that the number of Klal Yisrael, Yoav's calculation, it says in Divrei Hayamim, was 1,100,000. In Sefer Shmuel, when Yoav made this calculation, at the very end of Sefer Shmuel, the number was 800,000. So the big question is, what happened to the 300,000? 100,000. So that is exactly how some learn what this pasuk is coming to address. The 1,100,000 was the real number. And that number was known through approximation, through other various calculations, without actually going to people's homes and counting 1, 2, 3, 4, like the census, the United States, fill out a form, without giving out forms to people to fill, and people coming into your home and counting how many beds there are in your home. That, it was known. It was known through some type of complex calculation that there were 1,100,000. But when Yov made his calculation, he stopped. When he got to the number 800,000, he stopped, because already at that point in time there was a magefa. There was a magefa, and people were dying. And they attributed the tzar, the magefa, to the sin of counting Klal Yisrael. Hashem was not pleased with the count that was taking place, so they stopped. And that's exactly what the pasuk here is addressing. It's addressing the discrepancy between what it says in Sefer Divrei Hayamim and what it says in Sefer Shmuel. In Divrei Hayamim it says 1,100,000. In Sefer Shmuel it says 800,000. The true number was 1,100,000, but that was not known to an actual count. That was known to approximation. Yoav, when he made the physical count, he lined everyone up, counted 1, 2, 3, 4. He only came to 800,000, and he stopped. Let's read now the pasuk one more time. Now we can understand the pasuk according to this interpretation. Yoav ben Tzruya heichal limnos. He began to count. He did. He went from house to house, 1, 2, 3, 4, as the instructions of David HaMelech. But v'loichila, he stopped. He stopped short. Why did he stop? Because even the small count, even the partial count, resulted in a ketzef al Yisrael, and therefore he had to stop short. And therefore, that is why v'loy olaham misbar, the misbar that he came up with in Sefer Shmuel of 800,000 did not reach. The misbar was not equal to the number that appears in this book, that we're reading right now, which is called Divrei Hayomim LaMelech David. That's the real title of this book, an incredible insight into what exactly we're learning. The Divrei Hayom LaMelech David. Okay, now let's see the Mitzudos and Rashi. Basically, says so. That's where I took it from.
All Yoav, Shmuel, and David Melech, all of them,
All of them. Also, that's another question. Another question is what exactly were they counting? Others learn. They all right. That's what. Okay, let's see the mitzvahs, then we'll come back and we'll address your question, because that's part of the discussion. Pasuk Chav Gimel in the mitzvahs, Dav v'loy nasir ratzel leimar kol hamenuyim shemona loimona mehem kachus. It's a mistake. My print. Pachos mi ben eshim. He did not count under the age of 20. Why? Why was that group not count? Ki omar Hashem lahaybois es yitzol kirchav yashamayim she'en lim noisam k'mash omar habed no hashamayim usvara kirchav im tucha lisper oisam. The bracha Hashem gave Aram the bris ben Absarim usvara zechavim im tucha lisper oisam koye zaracha ulechein loy mona hapachus mi ben eshim. So he has an incredible insight. So if you learn that pasuk in Chumash, you learn that you don't count anyone. You don't count someone who's 5 years old, and you don't count someone who's 50 years old. Or we hear the pasuk says, no, that's not what it means. Because the bracha of counting the stars is the ikar in the group under 20. Ulchei loimon hapechusim mi ben eshrim lebal yivoda misbar kol b'nei Yisrael. Now Yoav began to count, heichal limnos es hayesedim mi ben eshrim. He began to count even from the group above the age of 20. V'loy kila, he did not conclude the count. Lispar es kulam ki lo mona os shevet Levi. Who did he not count? Who was not included? That we learned a couple of programs ago. Shevet Levi and Ubin Yamin kimash amal lemala. We learned the midrashim. He told David, why do you want it? It's a risk. There was a conversation. There's a lot more that went on behind the scenes than what appears in the Psukim. There was a conversation between Yoav and David. Yoav said, David, I don't trust you. I don't think that this count is L'Shem Shemayim, and there's a very great danger that there will be a Magef. David said, how dare you challenge me? I'm doing this to follow in the ways of Moshe. Moshe counted Klal Yisrael before we build the Mishkan. I'm going to count Klal Yisrael before we build the Mishkan, because we need the count. It's part of the process. Whatever that is, that was what we discussed. Why is that necessary? But there's something to it, that there has to be a misbar before Klal Yisrael proceed to build for Hashem a place for the Hashuas Hashchina. Yoav was not happy. Yoav did not trust David. So Yoav said, listen, let's make a compromise. will count, but not everyone. We don't need to count Levi, because Moshe also did not count Levi, Sheva Levi, so that we're not going to need to count. And listen, go easy on Sheva Binyamin. They're barely alive. There was the Maisa Pelegish Begiva, there was a civil war, 95% of them were wiped out, so why risk, if I'm right, I will be in my Geifa from Klal Yisrael, there'll be survivors, so there'll be a Klal Yisrael left. But if there's going to be a Mageif on Sheva Binyamin, there may be no survivors. A whole Sheva will be wiped out. So why take a risk? Let's not tamper with Sheva Binyamin. Anyway, there are so few of them. So David agreed. David agreed not to count Sheva Binyamin. That itself is an amazing thing. So Binyamin Kamash Amulama, Vim calls that, despite that they did not count the entire Klal Yisrael, and they did not count those that were below the age of 20, so there was a lot of insurance. They had quite a bit of insurance that there should not be a Magefa. It did not help. There still was a Magefa. Bezos ketzef al Yisrael bobochem adever k'mashom olamala v'lo ola hamis v'rot loymar l'chein therefore chadal melimno es hapichusim mi'eshem mi'eshem v'le'ola ha'mispa shalhem ki'mispa ha'ma b'divri ha'yamim ki ha'mispa. Now here the mitzvah is something a little bit different than I told you what the Radak says, but let's see what it says over here. Ki ha'mispa ha'omor sham ha'lo'yhema min ha'yesed mi'ben chaf. The mitzvah says a very bit of the Chiddush. He learns the way we're going to resolve the discrepancy of 800,000 verse 1,100,000 is the 1,100,000 in divri ha'yam includes those below the age of 20. That was not known through actually counting. It was known through estimation, figuring out the population, the birth, the statistics. What is the growth rate? And they can make some calculations, and the estimation is 1,100,000. But Yoav made a physical headcount, and the physical headcount only was from 20 and up. So we did not include those 300,000 who were below the age of 20.
More than 300,000.
So we don't know. So you're asking a very good question. I don't know the answer, but this is about how the Mitzudas presents it. That's what he says. Okay, you have to do a study, a mathematical study, statistical study of what exactly this man has in our times in the world, average, how many children do people have, and Klal Yisrael. It's hard to really generalize. Among the guy in the United States, how many children does the average couple have? Something like 2.3? 1.7? 1.7? One child and 7/10 of a child. Which, you have to ask the parents when they get married, which 7/10 of the child do you want? Which part of the child can we cut away? But
the American Jewish...
Yeah, so American Jews...
The same thing.
As the goyim,
forget Hasidim,
forget the Orthodox. Put aside the Orthodox community. Okay, you're asking very good questions. I don't know the answer, but this is the approach of the Mitzudos. Not everyone agrees. I'm going to try to find here. I'm not good to go with this.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how many were killed. How many survivors were there? And how many years, a couple of hundred years later, well, it was a few hundred years later after the David, obviously. But in that many years, there were so many more Jews.
But there were a lot of tsaros, there were a lot of battles, wars.
Well, in between those,
Magefos.
So many were killed and so many
survived. So you have to
figure out how many there were even.
We have to really... You have to study Jewish history, and a lot of even that period of time, a lot of details are very vague. Yeah, we don't know the details. So, okay, but it's something. This is what it says. I'm not making this up. You see here, he reconciles the difference: 1,100,000 versus 800,000, and he says the difference is in the children on from 20 years and below. Okay, next let's look at the Rashi. It's Rashi pasuk Chav Gimel, similar but a little bit different. Chav Gimel, but also David mispam. David did not count the people from 20 years and below. What does this mean? Kvar Amarnu, Shemona Yisrael. We already said before that he counted the entire Klal Yisrael, the Cholkan Lemach Lokois, and he divided them into divisions. Now we learned the divisions were not so. The divisions were only 24,000. Divisions was only a fraction. All of the people in the divisions who served David for 12 months a year was 288,000. That's only a small amount of the entire Klal Yisrael. The Gam Halavim Mone. We also that he counted the Levim. He divided them into the Mishmaros. The Yesimim Al Avodasam V'Chol Elu Shemona Loimone Echad Me. mehem, from everything that we listed in the previous program of the Mishmaris, the Kohanim Levim, and the Yisraelim, they were not included in the count, and no one under 20 years old was included. Why did he not count anyone below 20 years old? Because Hashem gave a bracha to Avram that you shall nom ko ye zaracha ki yachle ha-shamayim, kemosh ein yachol ish limnoi skich ve-ha-shamayim, kach ein yachol limnoi sam, you cannot count their children. V'loi kila, then the pasuk goes on to say that even the amount that they did count, that they tried to count, even the number they did try to count from 20 and up, it was, we're not going to count from 20 and below, in order not to violate the pasuk. But we are going to try to count those from 20 and up. Even that, they were not successful, because in the middle there was a magefa. Another time, why? From the small amount, the fraction that he did count, there was anger. Now here is Rashi's approach. Rashi learns not like the Mitzudos. Rashi learns that Yoav did want to count the entire Klal Yisrael, even those that were below 20. Rashi learns there were two countings. There's a lot of chidushim in this Rashi. Not everyone learns like this Rashi, and they discuss this or this is discussed. The Mitzudos says there was one counting in the lifetime of David. David only counted Klal Yisrael once, and he was very careful only to count from 20 years and above. And even that, they had to stop in the middle because of the Ketzef. Rashi learns not like that. There were multiple countings. There was a counting that was from 20 and up, and there was another counting that was from everyone, even from the children, from below 20. But that counting that included those that were below 20 was a mistake, and that separate counting resulted in the Ketzef.
According to Rashi,
yes,
he counted the Levim.
According to Rashi, I don't know the exact details. According to Rashi, there were multiple countings. There were multiple countings in the lifetime of David. Okay, that's what he says.
According to the Mitzudas, they didn't count the Levim.
Where does it say the Levim were counted for a different purpose, for the purpose of the Mishmaros? For the Mishmaros. So that was a different type of count. Okay, I don't know. Maybe there's a disagreement if they had to count them. You're right. I don't know the answer. I have to study the Pesukim better. I'm not clear. But here Rashi makes a point, not like the Mitzvahs, not like many Rishonim, that there were multiple countings. And one of the countings, Yoav, that was the counting that we learned by Yoav, was instructed to do by David, and that counting was a mistake because it did include those that were below the age of 20, and that's why it resulted in the Ketzef. Even though I'm telling you that Yoav in this second counting did try, the numbers are not the same. Here it says 1,000 times 1,000, which means a million, plus another 100,000. The Yehuda, there was a separate counting of Shevet Yehuda, which here it says in Sefer Divayam Yehuda Arbas Meos was 400,000. Vishiv Melef and 470,000. Vishmul Shmon, there it says that Klal Yisrael was not 1,100,000. It says it was a Shmoin Meos, it was 800,000. Elef Yehuda B'chamesh Meos was only 500,000, not Yehuda Chamesh Meos, 500,000. And here again it says Yehuda was. But here it says it was less. That's different. Here was a discrepancy. Here it's a discrepancy where they are less. Yehuda here in Sefer Divrayam is less. The Imtaimash name is Spermha. You maybe you'll tell me that there were two different countings. Shepamayim Minam, Echa Bishmul Vechakan, Elakahu Loloham, no, Elakahu. Don't say that. That's not a pshat. There was the same counting. Elo kachu lo olo hamispar kimispar divrei hayamim ki oso hamispar shemono lo ikosa b'shmuel kim ktsas min hamispar. The true number was what appears in Sefer Divrei Hayamim. That's the true number. What it says there in Sefer Shmuel is where when he had to stop because mishum tsar. The Avelus, amazing words, when the Mitzvah says. In the middle of the calendar there was a Magefa, and due to the pain and the mourning, Shenogpo, Afilu al Oysan Ma'at, That's why we stop short. The number, he stopped counting in the middle. V'kan mishum kivoy David, afilum hoya hamispar yoyser hoya oimroy. Here, being that the whole purpose of Sefer Divrei Hayom is to give honor to David, so the greater, the larger Klal Yisrael is, the greater is his honor. It says all his success and increasing enrollment. Right? How do you look at success of a president of a university? It's one thing. If enrollment, number of students,
money
is a big thing. But if there are students, there'll be money. Enrollment is a very big thing. But unless you reduce the standards, you reduce the open admissions, then you'll get a lot of students and be poor quality students. But that's a sign of success. You always look when a president of a university retires, they write his Lebedica obituary. And when they write it out, they write is in his tenure, enrollment of the university doubled, increased, whatever it was. It's a covet for David that Klal Yisrael should be as large as it possibly can be. So therefore, if we were able to figure out through some type of method that Klal Yisrael was 2 million people, we would have been certain that it would have said in Sefer Divrei Hayamim there were 2 million people. The best that Ezra and Nehemiah can come up with when they compose Sefer Divrei Hayam to give covet to David is 1,100,000. That was not based on a head count. That was based on a calculation. That's what they presented here according to the Rashi. Because the Sefer of Divrei Hayamim is all for the honor of David. And therefore we want to increase the population to give him credit. Because it wasn't for nothing that there was Ketzef. The Ketzef was for the sins of Klal Yisrael. Okay, this part of Rashi, when I prepared, I didn't understand this part of Rashi. This is just going back that the ketzef, the anger, wasn't only because of the counting. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring punishment upon Klal Yisrael, Hashem waits for the right time. He waits for a time when there's another reason to punish, and then he punishes for other averos. Part of the reason why we were punished was because we rebelled. There was a rebellion three times in the lifetime of David. Klal Yisrael were not 100% loyal to him, and that is why there was a magev on Klal Yisrael and punishment for not being loyal to David. Hashem waited for a time when there was another reason to punish them, and that was the sin of counting them. Okay, so this is the basic. So if you look at them, it's the Radak. Many of you have a Radak in front of you. Let me just read you what it says there. It says that there in words that are very similar to both Rashi and the Mitzudos. Perek Chof Zayin Pasik Chof Gimel. Let's see how the Radak presents this idea of the counting. Okay, let's see the Radak. Okay, so if you have the Radak in front of you, Pasuk Chav Gimel, V'loinasa David Mispadam, L'miben Eshem Shon L'mat, David did not count those that were 20 years and below, K'loimar Kol Eila Shesofar David Shanim the 12 divisions that we learned about yesterday, the 12 divisions of 24,000, those divisions were only from 20 years and above. He omar Hashem laharbos viav kishamachlish baruch limnos yisrael lo yamar limnos sam elo miben eshem shana umala ki omar laharbos sam ki yachav yashamayim ve'in lohem misbar kmosh omar gam zaracha yimane. Now he goes on to say a talk like Rashi. Goes on. These that David counted, what David counted was not part. So David's calculation of 288,000 for his 24,000 times 12 for his service of 12 months a year is besides a different number, a different group of people from Yoav. Yoav also made a calculation, the leftovers, the people that were not serving the king, not part of the government payroll. Who are they? Shehischil limnos kol Yisrael v'loy kila ki shnei shvatim l'sofar. He did not count Shevet Levi and Shevet Binyamin ki nitav devar hamelech. It was detestable, the instructions, the command of the melech to count el Yoav k'moshe kosel, like it says previously, that he bezois, and that result, he was right. Yoav was right. Bezois ketzef al, there was anger al Yisrael. Okay, that's it. That's all he says. Okay, so this is okay. So these are the gist of what we have here. There's a disagreement in the Rishonim how many countings there were. There were countings for possibly for the Kohanim, for the Levim, different divisions of Kohanim, singers. Levim, there were different divisions, singers, gatekeepers, administrators, and then we have another group of people, 24,000 people per month, which totals 288,000 to serve the king, and then we have the rest of Klal Yisrael. Were they included in this counting or different counting? And what about those that were below 20? Were they counted? Were they not counted? Sheva Levi was not counted, and Shevet Binyamin was not counted. And one of these countings, whether it was one big counting or was a separate counting, resulted in Ketzef, and that there was an Ageifa, and it would stop short. And we also take note that there's a discrepancy between Sefer Shmuel and Sefer Divrei Hayamim. There are different ways to resolve that discrepancy. Either they stopped in the middle, or it was a different counting. The counting in Sefer Shmuel was those that are 20 years and above. The counting in Sefer Divrei Hayamim, 1,100,000, includes those that were below 20, includes those that were below 20. Different ways to reconcile that contradiction. And we also learned here in passing that according to one interpretation, the number we're referring here very specifically to this Sefer, with the term Divrei Hayamim Lan Melech David. That is the full title of this Sefer. Okay, now we come to the end of the parak. The end of the parak just lists people who we don't really know much about, who were appointed for very specific cabinet positions, in charge of different roles in David's government. The Al Oitzros Pasichafei, the Al Oitzros, just a lot of the list of names. The Al Oitzros HaMelech, who was in charge of the treasure houses of the king, his name was Azmoves. Okay, that's quite a name. He's as mighty as death, Azmoves ben Adiel. Next, the Al Oitzros Pasadeh, who was in charge of agriculture. Who was the administrator? Be'arim in the cities, Uba'kifarim among the villages, Uba'migdolos, the towers, different, all the people of who's in charge of all of the real estates. His name was Yehoinasan ben Uzi Yahu. Next, Pasuk Chavah, the Al Oseh Melechas HaSadeh, who was in charge not of the actual work of the farming and the planting, the farming, doing the work of the field. His name was Ezri ben Kiluf. Next, Vial Hakramim, who's in charge of the vineyards? Shemi Horomosi, the Al Shabakramim, Loitros, the person Hayayim, the person that actually he, after the vineyards produced grapes, who harvested the grapes and transformed it into wine, who was in charge of that? Vial Shabakramim, Leotzeros Hayayim, the process of storing the grapes and converting into wine, was Zavdi HaShifmi. Next, Vial Hazei Simon, the olives, Vihashikmim, sycamore trees, Asher Bashvilon, the lowlands. His name was Baal Chonon HaGideri, period. Vial Oitzos Hashem, who's in charge of the storehouse of oil, his name was Yoyash. Vial Habakar HaRoyim, Basharon. Sharon here, according to Sharon, is in the Sharon, sometimes means a place. It's a region in Eretz Yisrael. But here, most Mepharshim do not learn it to refer to that region. It refers to the lowlands. It's just the word Sharon, which means an area like a plain. Be'eretz Mishar Umokom Sham, in the Mitzvah says. It's just a plain, an area. Who is in charge of the Bakar that grazed in the Sharon, in the plains? His name was Shirtai HaSharoni. Vial HaBakar Bo'amokim, in the valleys, Shafat Ben Ad Loi. Vial HaGmal, camels, Oivil HaYishmeeli. So we have here, what does that mean? Now this opens up a whole new topic. These people, especially Yishmaeli, does that mean that he was a non-Jew? Does that mean that he was an Arab? Does that mean, but it says that he was in charge of the camels. And his name was Ovil HaYishmaeli. Was he Jewish? Was he Shomer Torah Mitzvos? Or was he an Arab? He was from Saudi Arabia. He wore those things on those special garments.
So
that's a machlokes of the Rishonim. Some say that he was, the reason why he was called Hayishmael, because he lived among the Yishmaelim. That's where he went to school. He went to college. He got his PhD in managing Gemalim. They were the world-renowned experts in managing Gemalim. He was trained by them. He lived among them. So he was called by their country name. He had a passport. He had a Yishmaeli passport. But he was certainly Shomer Torah Umitzvos. Otherwise, he would not have been trusted to serve in this very important cabinet position in the Malchus of David. However, other commentators disagree, and they say that this list of people that were missing over here, not all of them were Jews. These were people that lived all over the world. These were experts in their fields, and they were imported, they came to live in Eretz Yisrael, or they actually did their work. It could very well be that the Beis Hamikdash owned real estate throughout the world. People gave donations. And this was a fulfillment of what it says in Sefer Yeshayah, that the day will come when strangers will pasture your field and take care of your children. That in Tami Mos HaMashiach, the goyim will all come and offer their services to Klal Yisrael. And that over here will lead, over here David is now leading in, this is the very end of David's life, it's leading into the time of Shlomo HaMelech, and Shlomo HaMelech was the time in history when the world reached almost perfection, and where the nations of the world were subordinate to Klal Yisrael, and they all came to offer their services. And that can very well be, here we have a person, Oivel HaYishmaeli, he was from Yishmael, and he came to offer his services to Klal Yisrael. V'al Huastoinos, who's in charge of the donkeys? Yech Deyohu HaMeiro Nosi. V'al Hatzon, who was in charge of the sheep, his name was Yozes HaHagri. Kol Eila, all of these people, Sarei Rechusha, Shalabelech David, all these were officers, cabinet positions in the assets of David HaMelech. Pasek Lamed Beis, V'hoinason Dod David. Okay, now we're going to come to who are the counselors. Now, this is David's uncle. Now, was this Yishai's brother, or was this his mother's brother? We don't know. Interesting. It's a very... This was an uncle. How often you learn about this person, of Yehoina's son? We know that David's best friend, the son of Shaul's, also was Yehoina's son. But here we have another Yehoina's son. Okay, it's a trivia question. Everyone knows this. There's another Yehoina's son who was a relative to David, who was David's uncle. He was a Yoyetz. He was David's chief advisor. Ish Mavin, he was a very wise man, the Sofer, he was a Talmud Chacham, a scribe, which means he was a Talmud Chacham, who? V'chiel ben Chachmoni im b'nei HaMelech, and this person, V'chiel ben Chachmoni, the name of a person, he was, together he raised the b'nei HaMelech, meaning that he was like the butler, or the nanny.
The Shamus.
He taught David's children, he raised them in the ways of Malchus. He trained them to conduct themselves with royalty. He was with the B'nai HaMelech. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Then we have the Achi Sofel. Achi Sofel appears very prominently in Sefer Shmuel. He was a brilliant Talmud Chacham. He died a tragic death. He committed suicide because he joined Avshalom. He wanted himself to be the Melech. That's the whole story, the whole parasha. Exactly was Achi Sofel, but the Achi Sofel He joined Avshalom's rebellion, and when he saw that Avshalom was not going to make it, he committed suicide. He died when he was 33 years old. And he was, in the early part of his life, Yoyetz LaMelech. He was a counselor to David, just like the other person, Yohina's son, was also a counselor, different counselors. He had an uncle. Yohina's son must have been older than David. If he's David's uncle, obviously, he's the age of David's mother or father. So he's older. Achitofel was a contemporary or even someone younger. We find this by Rechavam. Rechavam and his Malchus had a problem. People complained to Rechavam that the taxes are too high. So what did we learn in Sefer Melachim? Rechavam, he consulted with two different groups of advisors. The Zikanim, the old advisors, and the young advisors. The old advisors told him, go easy. You should give everyone a discount. Cut the taxes. And the young advisors told Rechavam, no, you shall tell the people, my father was tough, I'm going to be even tougher. And Rechavam made the fatal mistake that he listened to his young advisors and he increased the taxes, and that resulted in the rebellion with Yerovam ben Nevat taking away 10 tribes to make a 7 malchus, the malchus of Yisrael. But what do we learn from that story? We learn that a king has 2 sets of advisors. You have Zikanim and you have youngsters. Yeladim. They're both brilliant people, right out of Harvard and Yale. Right, these are your advisors, but you also have advisors from the previous administration, from Bush Senior. You take those advisors as well, because a new king needs to hear both sides. I need to hear what the old timers have to say, and I need to hear what the youngsters who relate to the people, the young people in the country, how they feel. And you see that by Rechavam clearly in the pasuk, and you see that by David. David had the old timers, who the old timers, Yehoina's son, his father's brother, and he had here Achitophel. He had the youngsters, 2 different perspectives in how to lead and guide the country. Then we have another person, Hushai Ha'arki Rea Lamelech. Hushai Ha'arki was a friend. A king needs friends. A buddy. It's not. There's one thing having an advisor, and there's another thing having a friend. I once heard Bush, not to talk about, to compare any person today to what it says in Tanakh, but I heard Bush, there was a conversation, and he said that after he became president, it's not possible for him to acquire new friends. He says, who are my friends? My friends are the people from my youth. Because when I was young, I was a nobody. I went to school. These are my friends. They liked me. L'shem Shemayim. They were my friends because we were buddies. I had nothing to give them. We hung out, that was it. I had nothing to offer. Now, I'm the president. I'm the president. Anyone who tries to befriend me, it's only because they want something. They want kavod, they want money, they want power, they want something. It's not possible for anyone today to approach me, to befriend me, because they like me, they want to hang out with me, they want to be my buddy. Impossible. So who do I have left in this world that I can trust is a true friend?
Buddies.
Only people from my youth. Fascinating, it really shook me up when I heard that. And you know, it's true.
Many presidents have had that. Roosevelt had one for years and years.
What?
Girlfriend?
No, besides that.
Okay, but here you have this, and I heard that, and I read this pasuk, it right away strikes me. Here it tells us, David had a friend. You can be sure that these words are true for David as well. That anyone that's coming to befriend David when he's the Melech Yisrael, he's riding high. How do you know that I like you, David. You're a great guy. I want to hang out with you. I want to be your buddy. It's someone that you are close with from your youth when they had no reason to like you other than it was a true friendship. The real friends you have in life are the friends from your youth. Next, let's pass it. Then we'll go through some interesting things. After Achitophel, who's next in line in the government? Yehoyada ben Binayahu. Now this means, and according to the similar interpretation, which we'll see in the Sisuwan Bowl, means that after Achitophel died, who became David's advisor? Now again, Yehoyada's son was always an advisor, but he was in the background because he was from a different generation. He was there, but who was his close advisors, who were his contemporaries? Achitophel died, very young, 33 years old. Yehoyada ben Binayahu, he took over, he became the next advisor. Then, even though Binayahu, we know he was the Tsar of the 12 groups. There were 12 groups. Each one served for 1 month. Each group had 24,000 people. Binayahu was the Rosh of all of the 12 groups. He was also a Kohen. He was called Rosh. He was called a Tsar Hatzava. We have so many different titles for Binayahu. Then we have the Evyasar. He was the Kohen Gadol. He took over after Binayahu. And the Tsar Tzava period. Now, last thing we learn about, who was the general? Who is the chief, the general of the entire military? The Tsar Tzva LaMelech was Yoav. Okay, let's quickly run through the Mitzudos and Rashi. Some very interesting things. The Mitzudos, we are up to Pasek Chof hey, the al oitros hamelech munal oitros hamelech haya azmoves. Basode ba'odim oitros hatvua. The treasure house of grain who claim ulchama chodoyme lavodus adam lelich lech rosh v'lishol lichso. Then there was another person in charge of the actual work that was done in the fields to plow and to plant and to harvest. V'al hakramim al ha'avoda shayasa bohem ad achar habotzir. All of the work that need to be done in the vineyard after it was harvested. V'al shabekramim al ha'avoda shayavod b'hanovim ad lohavi hayayin eloitzrois who drichas hanovim begas chodoyme. Two different people that were in charge of the vineyards. One that took care of the vineyards when they were in the field, and then another person was in charge to harvest, to collect the grapes, to bring them to the press, to press the grapes and to produce wine. Then there was a person in charge of the sycamore trees, very high quality wood. Min ilani to einim, types of fig trees, hagadelin the emek, vechain kishkamim, asher b'shvilo. We have another post in Vayamim, another post that tells us about that there were a lot of sycamore trees in those times. Basharon, be'eretz mishar, the plain, mokum shamin, the animals would pasture in among the plains. Where there was grazing, they had this grass to graze. Hasharoni, haragil liros basharon, v'chin kol hamunim hamid. Al-Kol, he appointed Al-Kol Dovar Adam Haragil Ba, he appointed a person who was the leading expert in the field. Sorry, Rechush, Milas Rechush, Koil Kesev, Zedwar Rechush includes silver, gold, Mikne, Vichol Hamatat, Mesodos, Asher Lemelech, Ashur with Lemelech, David, Ish Mevrik. Now we come to the advisors. Lapas Lamed Beis is Yehoina son, Doi David Yoyetz. He was an Ish Mevin, Balbina. And then we have this person called Vichiel ben Chachmoni, a new position in Bnei HaMelech. He took care of David's children. In Bnei HaMelech, Chayu b'tzmidus in Bnei HaMelech, l'lamdam chachma, to teach them wisdom. He was their tutor, exactly. Pasuk Lam Gimel, Achi Toifel, Yoyetz Melech, Hu Hoya HaMiyuchud. He was the chief advisor. La'atzas ha'melech avul Yehoinus and Dodo, Yehoinus and the uncle that was also a counselor, lo hoya miyuchud, but he was not miyuchud. He was an advisor. He was there, but he was secondary. Then we have a friend, Re'al ha'melech, a friend to the king, who hoya yoshe b'tmidus im ha'melech lehishtashaya imo, to rejoice, to play around. They played cards. They played cards together. Okay. Then we have Yachri Achi Teufel, Acharei Moisoi, after the tragic death, the suicide of Achitofel, Lokach b'mekaymo es Yehoyada v'es Avyasar. He took Yehoyada, and after Yehoyada, he took Avyasar. He took the Kohen Gadol, was his advisor. And then we have the general. Who was the general? The Sar Tzva Hamiyuchud al Kol Atzva Asher Lemelech Haya Yoyav. Okay, let's see the Rashi's. Rashi Pasuk Chaf Hey V'al Oitzrois Hamelech Oitzrois. Go down very quickly. Rashi's Al Tzamelech. Why are we mentioning all of these things? What's the purpose of this? Why do we need these names? Rashi l'shitasai kvoidai shel David. We want to show you that David HaMelech was a very powerful person, was an extremely wealthy person, had assets all over the world. Even a person that was in charge of his donkeys. It's kedai to know who was in charge of the donkeys is not a significant thing. That's how chashav he was, to even have people in charge of the donkeys. All things grow in the field. This is l'chomesh ha'odem l'chomesh ari ha'melech midlasav. What does it mean? The chomesh means five, or to
armor.
To what?
To armor.
To armor. Chimesh chamushim olu bnei yishol mizuyamim. Chimesh means to arm. L'chamesh ha'odim u'l'chamesh ori ha'melech midlosav, to arm. That these people were in charge of making sure they're fortified, they are protected from the enemy. We have this person, Izri ben Kaluv, he was in charge to command. He gave over the kalim that were needed for harvesting the field. To plow and to prune the vineyards. V'al shebekramim hu oitzus hayayin v'al hazesim linoitan v'limsoik to plant and to harvest them. V'al abokar haroyim basharoin sharte hashironi haboki b'inyalim. He was the expert. He was the expert. Hayishmi eli hayoidea bituv askon shel gimalim. So Rashi is thus very vague. Does this person mean that he was a Yishmaeli? Does this person mean that he was a Jew who was an expert? Not clear, different opinions. V'alatzon yod zahargi ki. Now this person also is a nation. This name, it's not a proper name. It's the name of a nation. Pasuk lamed alpha, according to Rashi, the person charged with its sheep was Yoziz Hahagri. Hahagri was a nation. Do you know which nation this is? I have no idea. Ki Hahagrim.
The nation of Hagar.
Hagar. Hagar, an Arab nation. Okay.
Bedouin?
Yeah. Bedouin Arab, okay. Hahagrim, Yoshle Oyel Basod Lachin Minu Al Tsoino, he was an expert. This person from this nation, Hagar, was an expert, so he was a sign. So seemingly it appears, you can argue both ways. Were they Jews? Were they not Jews? Two different opinions. Next, Rashi, V'yichil Ben Chachmoni Al Imre Melech, Megadlon V'umon Shalohem Melamdom Tarbus. He taught them, Tarbus, how to conduct themselves in the ways of Malchus, proper conduct. Then we have a Chushecho Arki, Re'al HaMelech, Shushpinoi. He was his best friend. Koris Sefer, it says in the word Koris Sefer, Targum Kiriso de Arkai. Now what does that mean? I'm not sure what that means. Sefer, he's recording a Pasuk, Targum, the city of Arkai. Kiryas Sefer is a city. It's a city in Sefer Yehoshua, Kiryas Sefer. The Targum translates it, Kiryasa de Arkai. So he wants to say the word Sefer, which means a book. The translation for Sefer is the word Arkai. So what does that mean exactly? So let's see further in Rashi. It's Midrash Rabbah. Kishachot David b'Basheva shoal l'chushay ha'arki im Yashu b'shuva. When David sinned with Basheva, he asked this person, his best friend, is it kedai for me to do tshuva? Will it work? And im yikabla kolosh baruch hu b'tshuva losis lo arucha l'chetoy, Hashem will give him longevity. Will give him aruchu. Aruchu goes to mean healing for his sin. The omalo came, and he convinced him. This person Hushai ho Ariki was the one that convinced David to do tshuva. This is what it says in the Medrash. Therefore, the omalo came limar eu. That's why he's called Arkai. Arki means. It means arichas yomim. It means length of days, or it also can mean healing. He's the one that convinced David that he should do tshuva, and through doing tshuva, he will merit to have arichas yomim. Limareyu asher re'aloi d'shimon targuma. Then he means another pasuk. Limareyu means he's your best friend. Asher re'aloi d'shimon targuma shushpinei. We have a pasuk in Shoftim that he was a friend to Shimon. It means there also that same expression. He was a re'a means a friend. So Rash, according to the Medrash is telling us the reason why he was called Chushecho Arki. Arki Kiryas Sefer. What is Sefer? I don't know how that comes into the word Sefer. Siper. Si means he discussed. Siper also means to relate. Chushai means to whisper.
Bless you, it means Kiryas Sefer. It says Sefer in Targum Kirsa de Arki.
Yeah, so what is he coming to tell us with that word? He's telling us that in Sefer Yeshua we find Kiryas Sefer, and the Targum translates Kiryas Sefer here as the Kiryasa, which means a city, the Arki. It was his city, so maybe he lived there. Does that mean that he lived there? He was the head of the city of Arki. There's something more.
Well, he then translates it as longevity.
See, they live long lives. People there live long lives. I don't. Perhaps I don't know the answer. I don't know. There's more to this, but one thing we take from this is that this person Hushai Ha'arki, one of the reasons why he was a good friend is because he convinced David to do tshuva for his chatoim. Where do we have this? Just reminds me, we have in Sefer. We have coming up a few parashios of Yehuda. When Yehuda did Nadera, he went down to his friend Chiram Ho'adulami. Chiram Ho'adulami was his friend. And there in the Farshim say, why was Chilam Hadulami his friend? Because, an amazing insight, because when Yehuda sinned with Tamar, who did he confide in his sin? That he, in
Biad
Rehu Hadulami. And Hiram Huadulami is the one who Yehuda confided in and told him, and he helped him to get through the whole situation. From this Chazal, what is a real friend? A real friend is someone who you can tell your sins to. In other words, you have friends, right? We're buddies. I don't tell them my secrets. What is a person's greatest secret? It's not how much money you have in the bank. It's not the good things. They're things, they're really good things that you tell your close friends. But you don't tell even your closest friends about your sins. You don't tell them that I did this terrible avera. I was mezane with a zona. That you don't tell. You don't tell that even to your best friend. Who will you tell that? Someone that's a true friend, you're willing to tell, you know, I got a problem. I did an avera. I had a relationship with Zona, with this woman, Tamar. I need you to help me. I need you to go. He sent Chirim Hadulami to go back to the city and to go find, retrieve for me the signet ring of my staff and give her the money in exchange. That's what he sent. That means he was willing to tell him about his sins. That is a true friend. We find this exact same concept over here. Same idea. See, the history repeats itself. The same idea. We have here Hushai Ho'arki. Who is Hushai Ho'arki? Rashi tells us this was the person who convinced David to do tshuva. If he's convincing David to do tshuva, obviously David told him what he did. David didn't have to tell him. What David did with Bathsheba was a private matter. No one knew about it. This is a big secret. David went, nothing enough, he went and knew about it. David went, he saw Bathsheba on the roof, he took her. No one had to know about this. No one's business. Obviously, David felt bad. Libo Naikva, it bothered him very much. He confided in this person, Hushai Ha'arki. He told him, Hushai Ha'arki said, don't be embarrassed, confess to tshuva, and you'll be Zocha Tari Chasyonim. He listened. And who is this person called? He is called the Rea HaMelech, the true friend of the king. Just like Hiram Ho'adulami was the true friend of Yehuda, a true friend is someone you're willing to tell over your sins, to confide even your worst, your darkest secrets. Okay, there's another very important medrash which we'll have to leave for next time. We'll stop here.